Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, folks. This is Joan Matthews again, coming live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is July the 30th, 2020. And I just want to greet every single one of you in Jesus' name. I see a caller, 334. Welcome, and thank you for calling in. Folks, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My voice is off. Like, I have to say this every time because I just had thyroid surgery. Welcome, 708. I just had thyroid surgery. The first surgery was done in February. It was supposed to be one surgery, and it ended up being that my artery broke during the surgery in my neck, and they had to close me up. And to make a long story short, they wanted to do surgery to repair the broken artery. Folks, I don't even want to get into it. I ended up doing a second surgery in May. When they did that surgery in May to finish the thyroid, the lymph nodes in my, to move the lymph nodes in my neck from the cancer, the doctor, again, snipped two of the nerve to the, my voice box. So I woke up, could hardly talk, could hardly say my husband's name, and I couldn't eat, I couldn't swallow for like 6 weeks. I couldn't eat solid food. I had to puree everything, and my swallowing was off. I couldn't even brush my teeth and spit the water out. And, folks, I'm telling you, but God is so good, and he's so merciful. So if you hear me talk and stop, it's because it, right now my neck is so much scar tissue that I have therapists coming to break up the scar tissue from my neck. And sometimes I feel as if someone is tying something around my neck and actually strangling me. So I have to, like, stop a little while to catch my breath. So I'm sorry if I sung a little strained or a little off. I cannot pronounce some of the words properly, like vowel sounds. So I just want to warn you guys. But it's not going to stop me from doing the work of the Most High God. I had a dream some years ago where the enemy told me, I had a dream where I was told in the dream, Satan wants to destroy you. And in my dream I said, Satan can't destroy me because he has no power over me. Folks, we are in a real war. We are in a war. We are the children of light, the children of God. We are one-third of the angel fell from heaven. And one-third of the angels that fell from heaven could mean billions of angels that fell from heaven. And we all had an opportunity to come here in whatever time God chose in history to bring us here. And we are the, well, I don't know if you say fortunate or unfortunate ones, but we are the ones to see that we are the last generation. And we are the fallen angels that actually accepted the grace of God while we were still in heaven to come here to put on flesh. And there are some angels that did not accept the grace of God to put on flesh. Lucifer was one of them, and there were a band of other rebel angels that actually did not put on flesh, so they are still in the spiritual states, in the heavenlies, and that I'll talk on that a while back. But let me just finish saying that I was saying, as I lay on my bed in the hospital from this second surgery, this is the first time I'm actually talking about it because I didn't feel like talking about it. But I just feel like the Lord is just, you know, encouraging me to talk about it. The second surgery, as I lay there, like the second night, really distraught, really upset, really scared, don't know what to expect. My family was very scared. Everybody was crying. As I lay there, I heard, and it was the enemy, you are defeated. And I said, I just thought for a little while, and as I lay there, I said, I am not defeated. You are a liar, Satan, and you are the father of lies. I know who you are. Get thee behind me. You're an offense to me, and you're an offense to the Most High God. I am not defeated. I am victorious in Jesus Christ who died for me. Get thee hence, Satan, and leave me alone. And as I lay there, I saw, I wasn't even sleeping. It was like a vision, but I don't know if it was a vision. But as I lay on the bed, I saw two black figures came. Maybe I was asleep. I don't even know. And they tried to touch my neck. And I was like, I don't know who these beings are. I know they weren't angels of God. Otherwise, they would have introduced themselves to me. There was one standing at the door, and there were two standing over me trying to touch my neck. And, you know, I don't believe they were God's angels. And I started praying like I've never prayed before. And then when I came home, you know, the enemy was buffering me so much that I had to, my mind was going nuts. And, you know, and I prayed, and I prayed night and day. I prayed, and I asked God to cover my mind so that the enemy do not buffer me. Folks, I'm telling you, the enemy knows who you are. The enemy knows who we are. He knows the children of light. Listen, there are times that I feel like I can literally pop out of my skin. I feel so uncomfortable in this life and in this world. The enemy knows who you are. The enemy knows who I am. The enemy knows the children of light. And he knows those of us who are fallen angels and who did not join up with him in the rebellion. And I would just like to say this again. I would like to go over the first part of it. I think it's very important to everyone to know the reason why I am actually talking about angels in the flesh versus the fallen stars or the fallen or the children of the fallen angels, because we are still living. The Bible tells us there is nothing new under the sun. The thing that was in Ecclesiastes, the thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which shall be, and there is nothing new under the sun. Can anyone look and say, here, this is new, or there, this is new, for it has been of old already? And so, folks, we are here in this life, in this world, and it's very, very, very important for each and every single one of us, for each and every single one of you, to know who you are as a child of God. Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how can that be? Can I enter into my mother's womb a second time and be born again? Just pay attention to the word again. Again means that you were once there or that something once happened. And so Jesus Christ said, no, you must be born again of the Spirit. So we were once spirit beings, and there are so much evidence in scriptures that point to us that we were once spirit beings. And there is in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, where Peter and other old prophets, I have it written down somewhere, in my notes here, where they confess that they are pilgrims and strangers in the earth. And we are pilgrims and we are strangers in the earth. We do not belong here. Remember, God created the heavens and the earth, and he created Adam, and he put Adam there. And, you know, we know in part. The scripture tells us we know in part, and we see in part, and we understand in part. But then, through a glass darkly, you know, we see. But when we stand before God, everything is going to be open and come to light. Folks, I'm telling you this because I just want you to know that I didn't study somebody else's work. I didn't get up one day and say, I'm going to research who I am or who we are. But I prayed. I've prayed to the Lord for years and years and years. I must have prayed for 15, 20 years. Ask him, because I always knew that I did not belong here. I always knew that something was off with me. And I would pray, Lord, who I am? Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here in the flesh? And if you are my father, and if you are God and you are a spirit being, the Bible tells us God is not flesh and blood, he's the spirit. So if you are spirit and you are the one who created me created us, that would mean that I am not who I think I am. So, Father, who am I? Where did I come from? Bring me back to the place. This is the part where I would always say, bring me back to that place and time before time began for me, before you placed me in my mother's womb. Bring me back to that point, Lord. I want to know who I am. If I don't know who I am, then how can I serve you? How can I know anything? Until one day I felt so out of place in my life. I felt so overwhelmed with just being here. And the Lord was showing me so much and was teaching me so much and was opening my understanding to so much that I want, the more he showed me, the more I wanted to know. And as I was taking a shower, I was literally wailing and crying. I said, Lord, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to come home. I'm tired. I'm frustrated of this life. I just want to come home. And I said, Lord, no one wants to hear the things that you reveal to me. I tell my family, I tell people, and they just laugh at me. They told me that I'm hearing from demons. I said, I don't want to be here. I just want to come home. And the Lord revealed to me, Lord God, he said, before I placed you in your mother's womb, you knew me and I knew you. You stood before me. I ministered to you while you praised my holy name. He said, I showed you all the mysteries of the universe. I told you I was going to send you on a journey in the flesh. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. But I have placed a light inside of you, and if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. That's what the Lord revealed to me, and we know that Jesus Christ said in John chapter 1 that Yeshua, Jesus, is the light that lights every man that comes into the world. And I literally wailed, I wept for weeks, and I wanted to know when the weeping was over. I wanted to know, Lord, well, why did you send me here? What did I do? I must have done something horrible for you to send me on this journey in the flesh with pain and suffering and hate and death and dying. Why am I here? And it took probably about 6 months before the Lord revealed to me why I'm here. And this is what the Lord revealed to me, folks. I will not make up these stories. I have nothing to gain from it. I fear God too much to make up stories. And this is what the Lord revealed to me. He said, when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion. And because of the confusion, he said, you doubted. And not only you, but many of you doubted. And because of your unbelief, you could not stay in my holy presence. And so I sent you on a journey. And not you only, but many of you had to go on this journey. And folks, the Bible tells us because of unbelief, we were separated from God. We were separated from him because of our unbelief. And the scripture also tells us, and if we abide not still in unbelief, we will be grafted back in. And so, folks, the Bible tells us that Jesus, didn't the Lord say, because the children partook of the flesh and blood, he himself partook of the flesh and blood in order to save us. Who children? The fallen angels, the children of light, who are us. We, listen, folks, the Lord God, he is a God of promise, and his word will not return void unto him. He said, seek and you shall find, ask and it shall be given unto you, knock and the door shall be open. When we seek God for the truth, when we seek him long enough, sometimes he instantly reveals things to you. But there are times when God doesn't think we are ready. It took years before he revealed these things to me. And this is what the Lord showed me. He said, when the war broke out in heaven, many of us doubted. And because of our unbelief, we were separated from him. And the Lord showed me one day I was coming home and I was on the bus and I was just meditating on the Lord. And all of a sudden, I had a vision of Yeshua hanging on the cross. I didn't see his face. I just saw his body hanging on the cross and the sign his side where they pierced his side. And as the Lord showed me the side of Yeshua pierced, I didn't understand why. And then the Lord said to me, the piercing of the side, I didn't even know there was a story behind the piercing of the side of Yeshua. He said the piercing of the side of Yeshua is where the bride or the church or the woman, or rather the fallen angels were broken off, were separated, and then the piercing of the side is where we, the fallen angels, the children of God, will be grafted back in, or are grafted back into his side. And the Lord opened my understanding to a whole new world of another chapter in the fall of mankind, the fall of the angels, and why we are here and why we are going back to heaven from where we came from, to being spiritual beings, to where we was before. We are not physical beings, folks. The Bible tells us that in so many ways we are not physical beings. We are spiritual beings living in a physical body, living in a flesh body. The Bible tells us that God created Adam, and he breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Without that breath of life, without that spirit of God in him, that soul, he became a living soul. That soul is the true person inside of each and every single one of us. And so the Lord opened my understanding to the fact that Adam, the first Adam, brought all the fallen angels into the world. And the second Adam, who is Yeshua, came to redeem these angels out of the world. Sorry, I'm just opening up my notes. So if I read from Isaiah, just to show you, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. So you see, the Lord God knew Jeremiah before he even formed him in his mother's womb. You know, folks, God is such a great God that he doesn't leave us without understanding, but we have to seek and search for these understanding as if they are precious gem and they're precious gold. Adam was a righteous vessel through which sin entered into the world, and I know that we've been told over and over it was because of Adam why we are here. It's because of Adam why we all sin. Why we are all sinners. If it wasn't for Adam, we wouldn't be in this predicament. That's not true at all. I believed that for a long time until the Lord opened my understanding. He showed me that Adam, let me just read Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man, listen to what Romans chapter 5, verse 12 said. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. Not because of one man, but by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed on all men, for that all have sinned. All have sinned. You see, we have all sinned of our own self before we even entered into this world. The Bible also tells us that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. This is an iniquitous generation. This is a world full of iniquity. And why is it full of iniquity? Because Lucifer and the band of angels and all the demons from those children that were destroyed in the flood because of sin, because of the Nephilim or the children of the fallen angels that they had with the daughters of men, folks, there is so much inside of me that it's like I want to bring everything out at the same time. But let me just take it in stride. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin entered, we've all sinned of our own self before we entered into this world. Adam did not, you know, is not responsible for our sin. Actually, he sacrificed his righteousness by partaking the sin, by partaking of the sin of the woman. The woman, Eve, represent the bride or the church of God. Now, what the Lord opened my understanding to is that Adam, remember, the Bible said that Adam, that God put Adam into a deep sleep. And when he put Adam into a deep sleep, he opened his side. He opened his side and he took out one of his ribs. And with that rib, he created the woman. And Adam said, now this is now flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. She shall be called woman. And she's also the mother of all that's alive in this world. And then in Yeshua, Jesus Christ, when he hanged on the cross, and God put him into a deep sleep, which is death. Remember, Adam woke up after God put him into a deep sleep and opened his side and took out the rib and created a woman. And Jesus Christ, he was in a deep sleep, which is death, but he rose the third day. And the soldier pierced his side. Blood and water came out. That's where Father told me that's where the children who were separated from him, who were separated from him in heaven, were grafted back in, were grafted back into the side. So that means something. So anyways, the Lord showed me that in heaven, let me just finish reading this. Adam was a righteous vessel used to bring sinners into the world, even as Yeshua, the second Adam, loved his bride, or the woman, or the church, and came to destroy sin and to take his bride out of the world. So sin entered into the world by one man, Adam. Adam came to bring sinners into the world, all the fallen angels. Not all of them, most of them, those who agreed with the Lord, those who accept God's grace. Remember, God do not do anything to us. Let me just finish reading this. Sin entered the world by one man, Adam, and not because of Adam. By one man, for we had all sinned before we entered into the world. So, folks, the Lord God made a way, way before we even got here. He is not a presumptuous God. He doesn't invade our thoughts. He doesn't invade our life unless we allow him to, unless we agreed with him. This is why we have to accept him. This is why we have to accept his word. This is why we have to accept Yeshua's sacrifice on the cross in order for us to be saved. If we reject him, if we reject his great love that he gives to us, then we will not enter into heaven. We will not be saved. So it is in heaven, before we came here, before we got here, we all, God, the Lord God, put the word out, who wanted to be redeemed, who wanted to put on flesh. Many of us accepted the fact that we would come here and we would put on flesh, but we would go through so much and we will learn good and evil. We know what good is and we know what evil is, and the Lord God would come and he would die for us. He would die to bring us back to himself. And this is why Lucifer and his demons and his angels hate us so much, because they know that we will be reconnected with God and we will live forever with the Father, with the righteous God, peace and joy and love forever. And this is why the world is in so much turmoil. I am I was going to continue on talking about what the Lord showed me about Lucifer and the other angels. He refused to take on flesh. Isaiah chapter 14. If you guys would read that before we get back on next time. Isaiah chapter 14 talk about, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. I mean, that chapter, I wrote an entire, like, 14-page article on that chapter alone that the Lord opened my understanding to, where Lucifer, he disdained the flesh. He hates the flesh. Lucifer would not put on flesh. He would not put on, and the other angels with him would not put on flesh to come here. He hates the flesh. He thinks it's weak. And those of us who put on flesh, he hates us. And he decided to stay, because if Lucifer had put on flesh, he would have forgotten his former estate. He would have forgotten the other angels also. They would have forgotten who they were, who they are, who God is. They still have the power that they still have a lot of power, spiritual powers that we don't have because we decided to become in the flesh and weak. We're weak in the sense of we don't have the power and the remembrance or the knowledge of who we were at first. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We know that Jesus Christ in us. That's why we have to accept Yeshua as Lord and Savior and allow his Holy Spirit to come and teach us all things. The Bible tells us that when we do the commandments of God and we accept him as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit will come and teach us all things and bring all things back to our remembrance. So there is so much more that I want to talk about, but I'm coming down to the last 3 minutes. But the Lord showed me, when I asked the Lord to show me who I was before, you know, what I look like. I said, Lord, what was I like before you brought me here? What was I like? And the Lord said, you know, would you please show me what I was like before you brought me here? And the Lord said to me, said, you were like one of the glorious angels. You were like one of the angels. You carried my glory. You carried my brightness. And folks, the glory and the brightness that the angels have is not their own. It's just the Lord's gift to the angels. And the power and the glory is the Lord's. And when we love him and when we do his will, then, you know, that's why when we are joined back to him, when he comes back to receive us unto himself, we are going to be like him. And I said, Lord, will show me what I look like. And the Lord basically told me, if I show you what you look like before you came here, pride may enter into your heart. And, you know, the Bible tells us that because of Lucifer's brightness and beauty, he was so prideful that he wanted to be worshipped too, and he wanted to be glorified like the Most High God. And so, folks, we are in serious trouble if we don't put on the full armor of God every single day. Every morning I wake up, I make sure I get dressed in the full armor of God. I make sure that I pray Psalm 91 over my life because we are in a war. There is war in the heavens, in the holy angels of God, are warring against the fallen angels that still carries the angelic body. They are warring against the demonic realm. They are warring against these star children, the children of the fallen angels. Like the Bible tells us, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and all sort of deceivableness and the rulers of darkness in high places of government, high places of religion, high places in the air and in the atmosphere, high places in business. We are warring against these people that are putting things in our food and our water and in our drinks and in and in every facet of our lives. We are in big war. And let me tell you something, every single day I battle. And you know who you are. You know who you are as a fallen angel or as a child of God. You feel out of place. You feel that you don't belong. You feel there is something wrong with you. You feel there is something missing. There is nothing in this life or in this world that can fill that empty space. So next time we are going to talk more on the fall of Lucifer, and we are going to talk more on who we are, who Adam was, and why the Lord God brought Adam here to bring the fallen angels into the world. And it was Adam's decision. He was the one who agreed to do this. So this is where I say goodbye. My half hour is up, and my neck is really stiff right now. I'm sitting here, and I thank you 334-708 and 917 for calling in and for listening. I really appreciate your support in listening, and I thank you each and every. Oh, there are some people that was in the chat room also that I just want to thank every single one of you for calling in. If you have any questions, if you want copies of the articles that I've written, they're not my 2 cents. They are revelations from the Lord. Anybody wants a copy of the articles, they're more than welcome to email me. I will send them to you free, Joan, jmtt@aol.com. JOANJM as in Mary, T as in Tom, @AOL.com. And I love you all in Christ. Pray up and repent, all of us, for any sins we may have in our life, because we do not know the hour or the minute when we stand before the Most High God, because the coming of the Lord is near. Love you guys, and stay safe out there, in Jesus' name. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. I didn't even know if I clicked the button that I can hear someone talk. How are you? Thank you for listening.
I'm fine. Very interesting.
What did you say?
I said that was very interesting, everything you're talking about.
Yes. The truth is out there. We just have to seek the Lord. We just have to seek the Lord for the truth, and to just be persistent and be consistent and pray without ceasing, because, it's precept upon precept, word upon word, here a little, there a little, and we are to build on what the apostles and the prophets already have out there, their testimonies, so we have to build on that, and we have to have our own testimony. So, like I said, we are living in serious times, and so I just pray that each and every single one of us, I'm not just going to say a few of us, just repent every day, even though we think that we may not have sinned. We may, in our hearts, have to repent every day and ask God for forgiveness every
yes,
moment
yes.
The day, and just make sure that we are secure in Him. So we do not know the hour or the minute. There are so many deaths out there. Senseless, people are shooting. We do not know, but I just encourage each and every single one of us out there to just put on the full armor of God every single morning. You wake up, put on the full armor of God, take the blood of Jesus over our families, over our life, and put on, ask the Lord to put a hedge of protection around us, because the enemy is like a roaring lion, and he's seeking whom he may devour. So, I just want to just thank you for listening. So I'm just going to say hi to the next person online. You stay safe, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Okay. Mute this one. Hello? 708? Hello? 708? Okay. No answer. Hello, 917? Hello? 917? Hello? Okay. Anyways, no one else is answering, so I'm just going to hang up the phone, and I'm just, you know, you guys have a blessed evening.